Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. The Don Stensland Show on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Good morning, Pennsylvania! How are you? That was not my opening song, Anthony. But good morning, Pennsylvania. We appreciate you. You know what? I got a tweet yesterday that asked me to make sure I call out New Jersey. So, New Jersey, how you doing? How y'all doing over there? Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited for absolutely every single thing. Can y'all believe not only is today Wednesday hump day, but today's my last day with you. I know. Oh, I'm excited, though. Let me tell you, I spend about 6 hours a day in prepping for a 2-hour show that feels like 15 minutes. From the time I sit down to the time this is all over, I'm like, where did time go? Like, how did it go that quickly? And yes, I've had some amazing guests on the show. And so that, you know, it's always, you know, time always flies when you're having fun or when you're among really great company. And so I have had some amazing guests, Dr. Ben Carlson, Governor Doug Burgum. We had Riley Gaines on yesterday. That was so fun. It was a very fun conversation. We had Laura Trump on, Laura Loomer. I have had, you name it, I have tried to bring those particular people to you just to have a conversation. You are now in the know. And so I want this, my last day, to just to be you and me for the most part. And so with that, here's the caller call in line. Call me 855-839-1210. Even though I may not be here after today for some time, you can always find me wherever you listen to podcasts. Tune in to the Kathy Barnett Show. A lot of what you heard and the people that you heard me speaking with here on the station, I have been bringing them onto my podcast where we have a little bit more time to dive into a variety of questions and thoughts. Okay, so there's so much going on. Remember I say that trying to pick a problem to obsess over is like trying to drink water from a fire hydrant. It's like everything is on fire. And so trying to pick something is like really, really hard, but I did it. Okay, here's one thing. And I could not help but notice it because I'm sure you guys saw on the news, there were like little clips of it. They didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about it in mainstream media, but there were hundreds, over 1,000 illegals who gathered at City Hall on yesterday. Now, I thought it was interesting how different outlets covered it, you know, because most people don't read beyond the headlines. And so it's always interesting to me to see what the headlines say, right? Like when I was running for U.S. Senate here in Pennsylvania in 2022, and when they thought they had some stuff on me, then everything they needed to say about me, they put it in the header, even though the article may have been something completely different. The article may have actually been quite positive about me or about something that I was saying or doing, but it was always interesting. It was the heading. The heading, because they know most people don't read. Most people aren't interested. There's a lot. There's a lot to obsess over. So they put it all in the heading. And so if they wanted to talk about me, maybe the article was good, you know, or at least balanced, but the heading, I was transphobe, homophobic, xenophobe, hate Muslim, all of this, they would just put it, they would pack it into the heading. So I've learned through experience to pay attention to the headings. And so you have the USA Today, their heading on these, it was over 1,500 illegals who clamored around City Hall in New York, and on the USA Today, the heading reads, hundreds of African immigrants in New York City rally for more, whatever, more stuff, right? More protection, more job, more homes, more credit cards, more whatever, but over 1,500 is what they're counting. African immigrants, yet, in AP, the Associated Press, the heading is Black Immigrants Rally in New York City Raises Awareness About Racial, Religious, and Language Inequities. Yeah, that's the world in which we're living in. Black immigrants, not African, right? Because I don't call myself African American. I'm Black. And for those of you who say, hey, I don't see color, are you colorblind? Of course you see color. Now I know what you mean. I know you mean that, Kathy, when I see you, I just see a person. I want to get to know you. Yes, absolutely. But, you know, we all see color. Color is there. Now, whether or not I'm pouring into any of my preconceived ideas about you is a completely different conversation. But most Black people anyway, and most people who are hypersensitive today about race issues, they see the word Black. And they see the word inequities, and they see the word racial, religious, and language. So now we've created a new category of victims in our country. And let me just read this, and I'm going to get to you in a minute, Michael. But okay, so with over 1,500 immigrants, you know, they keep saying migrants. These are illegals who came there. The federal government to eliminate or to reimburse. Okay, so now our government, they're asking for the government in New York to reimburse them for immigration application fees. They're asking that Black immigrants, this is the AP, are more often turned away from shelter, denied access to help in their native languages, and less able to find accommodations for religious practices than the other people, the other non-Black illegals who came into our country, right? So this is a classic case of red herring. It is a fallacy, a logical fallacy. There are a number of fallacies. We generally talk about the straw man fallacy, but this is a red herring. A red herring is a fish. And so back in the day, you know, I grew up on a pig farm. My grandfather had bloodhound or hound dogs, and he would take the hound dogs out to go hunting. And if you wanted to get the hound dog nose scent redirected to something else, if you wanted them to get off of the trail, so they're on a trail, they're on a scent, they're hunting down that scent, they're getting close to their purpose of nabbing this particular whatever that scent belongs to. If you wanted to distract them and get them off the scent that they should be focused on, you take a fish and you smear it on the ground, and then the dog will get off the scent and redirect his focus like a squirrel and start going down a different scent, right? It's not going to take them to the promised land. It's not really what they're after, but now you've redirected their attention. This is what this is, as reported by the Associated Press, is that now we are to focus on color. Oh, look, black people. Oh, the inequities, the inequalities. You white folks, y'all are so racist. You Republican, not me, because I'm black. But y'all, the rest of you, you white people, what they're trying to get you to focus on. Here we go again. You're being unfair. You're being racist. You're being biased. You're not being equitable towards black people once again, right? So what are they trying to distract us from? They're trying to distract us from the fact that these are illegals. They don't belong here. They broke the law. They're using up my resources. In Denver, I was just reading right before I came on here. In Denver, they are defunding the police by $8.4 million to redirect that money to what they called a migrant aid bill. They have a $90 million illegal aid bill, a bill full of free money for illegals. It's about $90 million in Denver. They've come up with this plan. And in order to fund that plan, they're taking $8.4 million away from the police funding in order to give more to these illegals. Now, the thing that you have to remember through all of this is that this illegal crisis that we have, it is completely manufactured. It didn't have to happen, but it's happening. We could close our borders, but we're not. So you have Denver. In Denver, they just shut down a hospital because you had all these illegals going in. Like, they didn't get any aid, any health care. Teeth wasn't worked on. Blood issues weren't resolved. Where they came from, they come here, they go in, and yes, I mean, they're taking advantage of the situation. Why wouldn't they? These are not stupid people. Everyone works based on their incentives generally, except for Americans, because it is not in our best interest to have these illegals coming in and shuttering hospitals so that my mama can't use the services. Now we got to travel even further and time is of the essence, but we're going to use up all of our resources for illegals. And so that citizens don't have it, we're going to take money away from the police so that when I call the police as an American taxpaying citizen, I don't get the benefit of the police, because they're going to take money from them and they're going to redirect it to provide aid for illegals. And if I say this, which I am, I'm the xenophobe. I'm the one with the problem. I'm the one with the third eye and weird and radical and hate people. No, that's not the case. I love my country. I love Americans. I want people to do well. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you're straight. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care. If you like it, I love it. I don't care. Now, what I won't tolerate is you bullying me and telling me to shut up and sit down somewhere so that your way of life can be the dominant way of life. And I just got to sit and twiddle my thumbs and wait for you to tell me what I can and cannot do and how I can and cannot think. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play that game. But if you like it, man, if you want to wear a dress and live your best life, go at it. Have at it. Do what you do. But you ain't going to come over here and shove it down my throat and tell me that you're going to go in and teach it to my children and confuse my children and have my little boy trying to get being chemically castrated, or my daughter having her breasts removed at 15. These are the young girls and boys I've sat down with, I've traveled with. I spent months becoming acquainted with them, their family, their stories. It is complete evil. So this issue, the way it's being recorded, and Associated Press, I mean, they're like New York Times, right? They are the keeper of information. And so whatever they put out, all the other outlets kind of just take it, grab it, run, copy, paste it. And this is a red herring. They're trying to get us to not focus on the fact that these are illegals and that this illegal crisis we're dealing with is manufactured. Let me take a call. Michael, you're so gracious. You're on hold. Talk to me.
Kathy.
Yes.
I'm such a big fan.
Thank you.
Okay. But I have a problem with your music, the rap stuff you come into. So I want to give you an education. Okay?
No, I don't need an education on my music, Michael. Do you have a question about anything else?
No, but I want to tell you about these four black girls that made it big, and they're called the Pointer Sisters.
Okay.
And they can sing any genre of music.
Absolutely.
All right? They started off with a country and western song, and they got a Grammy for it.
Yep.
And Elvis Presley covered it. And then they went on to rock and roll and went to disco. And they got three Grammys.
Okay. I'm on radio, so, Michael. Get to the point. What's up? What are you saying? What are you trying to tell me?
No, I'm just telling you about what you're doing for this country. I'm really amazed. You're blessed. And
thank you,
I'm
Michael.
Blessed for listening to you.
Thank you, Michael. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you saying you don't like my music. Because you know what, Michael? You got the right to say that. I got the right to play it. I'm going to continue to play it. Because it speaks to me. Now, I don't listen to rap music. I have not listened to the complete versions of any of these songs. But the parts that I'm playing, I am phenomenal. I want you to believe you're phenomenal. And I don't believe in false modesty, so I'm not going to pretend I'm not phenomenal. I am phenomenal. And I want y'all to believe that you're phenomenal as well, right? But focus. Let's focus. I just said a lot of good stuff. Ed, I hope you got something to say about what I'm saying. Michael, I appreciate you, though. Ed.
Kathy, how you doing?
Hey, Ed. How you doing? How you doing?
Good, good. Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I can comment on what you just talked about as far as Denver. I saw that article, and I'm thinking, here these people are. Well, for those of you in the audience who don't know, my name is Ed Moy. I'm running for state rep in District 70 in Montgomery County.
Awesome.
And my opponent has put out a couple of mailers, and I'm retired from the Pennsylvania State Police after 20-plus years. My opponent puts out a mailer of him with a picture of a state trooper saying how much he loves the police. The Democrats started this anti-police, defund the police mantra. Now, cities like Denver are being hurt monetarily, and of course, not just Denver. Not just Denver, but in Philadelphia, in Atlanta. I don't know if you heard this early on when they did that defund the police nonsense. One of the city council people who voted yes on that got carjacked and then got kicked off because he called for the police, and it took 45 minutes for the cop to get there.
I love it. I wish that, you know what, I mean, unfortunately, I have to suffer the consequences of the stupidity of the left and their policies. But if there was a way for them to live out, to live under the consequences of their policies, I would absolutely be in agreement with that. I think in their community, they should defund the police. They should have all the illegals going to their house and to their community, going to their children's schools. I wish that could be the case. I would have popcorn. I would be so happy. I'd be glappy, right, about it.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't just reside with them. It impacts me as well.
Oh, yeah. And this guy, he's, like I said, all of a sudden, he loves the police. I didn't see him once when Philadelphia was on fire. Then down there, I saw that state police car on fire on television. It touched my heart. I'm like, are you kidding me? And no Democrat on the left said anything negative about it. They just, let's just sit back and be quiet. And we're in the club. We're in the club. So listen, I'm running against this guy, conservative. You can get in touch with me at EdMoy4PA, that's my website. And I'd appreciate it. Any help anyone out there can give me.
I love it. That's Ed Moy, EdMoye.org. Is that what you said?
No, no, no. 4PA.
EdMoy4PA.com.
.com or .us.
Ed, thank you so much for listening. Guys, we're going to go out on this break. Here's the number, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Hit me up on Twitter at Kathy for Truth. When we come back, hopefully, Terry Tracy will be in the house. I really like him. He's such a classy man. Okay, see y'all on the other side. Pennsylvania! I have had the time of my life. Michael, do you like that song, Michael? I've had the time of my life, and it is because of you, Pennsylvania and New Jersey. I remember you, girl. I got your tweet. You said to give New Jersey a shout out as well. Oh, my goodness. I have had the time of my life. This has been so much fun. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Dawn. This is the Dawn Stenslin Show, and I am sitting in for Dawn, who will be back with you tomorrow. I am Kathy Barnett, and truly, I have had the time of my life. But that's how I kind of operate in my day to day. I'm very grateful to God for the life that I have today and what I get to do. I mean, it truly has been a time of my life. Thank you so much, Pennsylvania. Here is the call-in number. If you want to chime in and be a part of the conversation, the number is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. You can also hit me up and listen to more of me on the Kathy Barnett Show. Wherever you listen to your podcast, go out there and find the Kathy Barnett Show and go ahead and subscribe, like, and be a part of that conversation. In the studio with me now, you didn't get to hear, he didn't get a chance. He was not listening to me when he came in here, so you didn't get to hear what I said about you. But right now, I had to bring him back. This is Terry Tracy. Terry serves as CEO of Broad and Liberty Media Ventures, overseeing Broad and Liberty and Politics PA, which I read every morning when the email comes out. He serves as a co-host on the Voices of Reason podcast and as a senior advisor at eConsulate Solutions. Thank you so much, Terry, for joining us.
What no one saw was me doing the dirty dancing lift at the beginning of the segment, because that's how we pick
Hello.
Every segment.
One of my,
thank you for having me back.
Yes, one of my favorite movies, and my husband actually started singing it to me, and I was like, thank you, babe. I'm going to play that song because I really have had the time of my life. I mean, what a privilege when someone gives you a microphone and a platform to Amen. Speak to people, and I take that very seriously. And I have tried to do my best to honor Dawn and what it is that she and Anthony and others have created here at 1210.
Well, I love that you have fun with it, too. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, everything is so heavy that we're dealing with. And there's so much concern for our country and our communities. But life is too short not to laugh and have a little fun, too. So we've got to. Yeah. We got to balance it out, and I think you've done it.
You got to have balance. You got to have balance. You really do. I mean, you can get so far in. Now, when it's time to work, it's time. You know, I mean, let me just say, I don't really believe in balance. I don't think it exists. I think wherever you are in the moment, do your best.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes I am all in with the family. Other times it's like, okay, family, hold, pause for a second. Let me run over here and do X, Y, and Z. But I'm just so very grateful. You're right. I'm healthy. My husband loves me. My children are good, and they're not suffering from any sort of dysphoria. Praise the Lord for that. And so, and we do still live in the greatest country that has ever existed.
We love our country. That's why we do what we do.
Absolutely. And it's good to have a perspective. I mean, because it's sad. There's some heavy stuff going on out there. So anyway, I want you to kind of help us talk about this heavy stuff. When you walked in, since you didn't listen to what I was saying earlier, I started catching you up a little bit on what I was talking to the viewers, to the listeners about, and that is with the illegals, about 1,500 of them who were outside of New York City, City Council, saying, we're black and there's inequities and we want you to right these wrongs, and then coupling that, and then just like looking at it from the perspective of how the AP was covering it. They were all about race and inequities and the injustice because they're black, versus how some of the other media outlets were kind of framing this. And what grabbed me was that this is a red herring. They're trying to get me not to focus on the fact that these are illegals who shouldn't be here in the first place.
Well, and it's also, there's just, there's a certain narcissism to it as well, because American elites and press love to impose sort of American issues on the rest of the world, and that's, they think that's the way the rest of the world sees things.
Right.
Look, African Americans have obviously had a very specific experience throughout American history, right, with slavery and the civil rights movement. We all acknowledge and recognize that. And we've gone to great lengths to try to rectify and provide access to opportunity and address racism, structural or otherwise, in our and the country for its faults and its sins, I think, deserves credit for the work that it's tried to do. But to impose that on people with brown skin who are coming from all over the rest of the world just because they had brown skin
is
the height of anti-intellectualism and narcissism combined.
And it's a slap in the face. I mean, you know my story. Many of you know my story. That house I talk about that I grew up in on a pig farm, Southern Alabama, no running water, outhouse in the bag, no insulation. That house, my great-great-grandmother, Rhoda, grew up in that home, and she was a slave. I have the blood of slaves coursing through my veins, right? And so, and I understand the good, the bad, the ugly that is taking place in this country. And I come out on the other side still saying, this is the best country. I am so grateful to God that I was born an American. What a privilege, right? Especially when you travel outside of America and you get to see the way the majority of the rest of the world is living. That doesn't say we're perfect here. No one is perfect, but there's no one running a close second is what I've come to believe to America.
And while I beg of your forgiveness for not listening this morning, I was listening last week. And one of my favorite interviews last week was your interview with Dr. Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Who's a brilliant man.
Yes, he is.
Right, and also has, like you, a very compelling life story.
Yes.
And one of the things that he said during that interview last week was, you know, when you look at, you know, Nigerian families or, you know, other sort of West African families, they're not experiencing some of the same socioeconomic distress.
Yeah.
And why? Right. And he talked about family structure and he talked about, a certain a community building approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, to just assume that these folks are here and have a similar experience or have similar needs or whatever, just because they have black skin, is a form of racism and ignorance in and of itself.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a lot of nonsense going on in New York. There's a lot of nonsense going on in cities all over the country as it relates to this. In fact, you know, there was in Delaware County, there was a big uproar this week because there had been the county council in its sort of unfettered spending spree that it's been on with federal money over the last couple of years, purchased some green space from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. It's called the Don Guanella School was there. And originally the county's plan was to raise the buildings that were on there and create a big open park in the central park of the part of the county. But then there became suspicions that in that location and places around the county that there were some less than transparent efforts to house migrants. And the community got wind. They went to the county council meeting. There was not a clear denial from the county council about what was going on, but there seems to have been some kind of scramble. It's not clear what the facts are, but some kind of scramble, because they came out and said, we're going to open a mental health facility on what was supposed to be green space instead.
Right.
Well, at the commissioner's meeting, the local commissioner's meeting on Tuesday night it was, there was an absolute uproar from local residents.
Good.
And, you know, it's the lack of willingness to be transparent.
Of course.
And to have civil discourse about, we have this problem. There needs to be a solution for it. There's a range of solutions. And not all migrants are the same, nor are their circumstances. But this just, we're going to put it in this overly simple, you know, sort of white versus black racial construct.
Yes.
And then we're going to make people feel guilty about not doing whatever it is that, you know, progressives would prefer to do,
want
you to do.
Right.
Right. Because of that, not because
they're illegal and we have limited resources, right? And these are my tax dollars, and you are here in this position to represent me and my interests, right? And it's kind of like, one, as I said earlier, and I've said all along, this illegal immigration system that we have right now.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It is completely manufactured. There is no reason why they say 10 million. I'm thinking it's more like 30 million. When the government say 10 million, add some exponents onto that number. We don't know how many illegals are in this country. We don't even know the majority of who these people are or what their background is, because they're dumping their identification before they cross over the border so that they can assume a new identity for what you can, you know, impose whatever your thinking may be on why they're doing that. But the reality is, before we can start pulling out the mop and mopping up all the water on the floor, the spillover, we got to first turn off the faucet, right? It makes absolutely no sense if I'm trying to mop up water that I don't first turn off the source that is causing the water to spill over, right?
Throwing overboard the water from the Titanic with the hole in the bottom of it.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Look, makes no sense.
And this problem, look, while it's been exacerbated during the Biden administration, this issue as a political issue is nearly 20 years old in its modern context now. Mm-hmm. If you remember, the Bush administration made a serious push to have some kind of compromise on this issue in 2006.
But even Ronald Reagan, we can go all the way back
to
Ronald
Reagan,
right? Reagan,
mm-hmm. Right? There was the Reagan amnesty as well. So then we get to Bush. Bush thinks he's got everybody lined up, but Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi at the time had no interest in him having a political win. Also, Bush was starting to make, Republicans were starting to make inroads with Hispanics in elections, which has only continued to accelerate. So they torpedoed the deal, right? And then come Biden, it was all about what was just, it didn't matter whether Trump's policies were effective or worked. It was just what Trump did, so we're going to do the opposite.
Right.
There was no critical analysis.
They were having a party. It was like, you know,
we're
going to just
get rid of it.
I don't even know what it is I'm signing at one point, he said. Like, what am I signing?
You're a compassionate person.
I am.
I'm a compassionate person.
Yes.
The listeners of 1210, by and large, are very, very compassionate, good people.
Yes.
Nobody wants to see human suffering.
Yes.
And the joke of this whole thing is that these inane policies exacerbate the suffering.
Yes, it does.
They exploit these people
yes.
for political gain. And it cannot be tolerated any longer. Yes, there are the immediate pressures on our communities and our tax bases and all that sort of thing. But if you zoom out, the injustice that is being done here is really being inflicted upon open border progressives who are using these people,
yeah.
using these people for political gain.
For political gain. Daniel, jump in here, and then we're going to pivot to talk about Pennsylvania, because there's a new poll that came out. There's some other nefarious activities that are going on. But Daniel, jump in and talk about the NGO.
So recently, there was a flyer discovered and distributed at an NGO in Mexico encouraging illegals to vote for President Biden. A direct translation on the flyer reads, "Reminder to vote for President Biden when you're in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open."
Yes. And so this is, I mean, but we know this. Even under Obama, we discovered these same flyers being given to illegals saying, on this day, I'm going to open up the border. So make your way on, right? We see these NGOs. I had Joshua Phillips from Epic Time, Laura Loomer, who actually went to the Darien Gap and did some reporting there, which most mainstream media is just refusing to do. And one of the things that both of them have said, and everyone I've spoken to in between, is that you can't help but to see all of the NGOs that are there, these non-government offices, organizations that are coming in and providing aid and phone and maps. So you're in the Darien Gap. This is the map to make your way to the border of the United States. And this is what you say when you get there. Again, this is not organic, this crisis that is now imploding. And now they're telling us, well, you just have to be compassionate, right? No. There's nothing compassionate about having, not only for the illegals who are coming in and having to go through what they're going through, but it's not compassionate for me as a citizen, as a taxpayer, someone who's following the law, to have to pay for all of this and endure everything that comes after the violence, the crime, and the resources that are being sucked away from me and my family.
And do we think that our foreign adversaries are being compassionate?
They're weaponizing this. Weaponizing this.
These are not, listen, when you have Chris Wray, the head FBI director at this point, coming out sounding the alarm saying we've lost the ability to track people that we are legitimately concerned about. We don't know how many folks there are. We don't know where they are. If folks are on terror watch list. These are not scare tactics. Chris Wray is not some bomb throwing, you know, he's the FBI has had a lot of issues in the last couple of years. When they're coming out and when they're sounding the alarm about the nature and the number of individuals who are crossing the border and what their potential ties are to foreign threats or foreign adversaries, if that's not a wake-up call to the United States Congress and this administration, I don't know what is.
Yeah. Talk to me about what's going on here in Pennsylvania. A latest poll from Commonwealth have come out polling Shapiro's performance.
Yeah. So the Commonwealth Foundation does a quarterly poll called Common Good for the Commonwealth. And they survey a wide range of issues and elected officials, and it's a pretty comprehensive poll. But one of the things I thought that was most interesting is you always hear this this debate about personality versus policies, right? You often hear people say about President Trump, "Oh, I might not like his personality, but his policies were very effective.
Right.
I thought his policies were good." And it's the electorate has started to sort of dissect that and assess people in those silos differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the poll found is that Governor Shapiro remains personally very popular. He's got a 59% approval rating. But when you start to get into his policies and what came out of the budget that was proposed this year, there are a lot of red flags for him.
Mm-hmm.
Folks are, as we know, are really feeling the impact of an inflationary environment. So the idea of a state budget that spends 7.5% more than last year's budget is worrisome to them.
Right.
The idea that it's going to plow through the rainy day fund, that it could create a structural deficit, that it will raise taxes by $2,000 per family for an average family of four in Pennsylvania.
Right.
You consider those taxes on top of county tax increases, school tax increases,
yes, federal.
Municipal tax
increases, yes.
Just across the board because of the way the government writ large has been spending since the beginning of the pandemic, especially on fixed costs. You know, the compound effect of these taxes is going to be significant. I mean,
right.
If you live in southeastern Pennsylvania, you could be looking at 35 to 60% tax increases, property tax increases, and others on top of it in the next couple of years. And so people are starting to say, okay, let's pump the brakes. Like the guy, think he's a good communicator, happy about the 95 bridge. But as they're starting to learn more about the policies, there's a disconnect there. And I think, you know, for Republicans, you know, there's, as he's now governing and not just being contrast with his opponent in 2022, have an opportunity, mm-hmm. I think, to frame the debate differently and what is going to be the most important state in the 2024 cycle. Mm-hmm. And yes, it'll be a lot about Casey and McCormick and Trump and Biden, of course, but Pennsylvanians are really starting to feel like the state is on the wrong track and they don't feel great about these policies. One other thing that was interesting in the poll that struck me was there's a huge debate right now about public education funding.
Yeah.
Right. And charter school reform. Mm-hmm. That's at the epicenter of the state budget right. debate. You know, the typical respondent in this poll thought that the state spent $4,000 per child, that was the level of the state subsidy or what we spend per child per capita in the state. It's actually only $22,000. So there's a huge delta in the perception of what current policies are and based on how these issues are being framed and the sloganeering and the right. messaging and the media bias and all this sort of thing.
So people are
versus the reality
up.
A little bit. There's an opportunity there to have that conversation, I think, for the first time since Shapiro came into office.
And when did this poll come out?
Last week.
And do you hear the Republican Party catching up?
I do not.
To the narrative?
Do you?
On what the message? No, no. Actually, I don't.
You know, there are individual legislators in Harrisburg, I think, who are very effective. I think, you know, Seth Grove is a good example from York County, who's mm-hmm. the minority chair of the Appropriations yeah. Committee.
York County is awesome. You guys voted for me. I won York County.
So York County like is York pretty County. Awesome. They got a good group out there. Kristen Phillips Hill's out there, the senator. They've got a really good group. But Seth has done a really nice job sort of challenging the financial assumptions in the budget during the hearings. But who's listening to that besides dorks like me?
Yeah.
Right? So the party and its various organs across the state, like the whose jobs are to message and inform and educate, have got to get on the ball.
I agree. Hey, guys, call in. If you want to be a part of this conversation, ask your question. Terry is going to stay for another segment after the break, so I'll be bringing him right back. The number is 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. See y'all. Loving it. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm kind of stressed sometimes. This is like crazy time that we're living in right now. I still have Terry Tracy in the house with me. Thank you so much, sir, for agreeing to stay over after the break.
Love
appreciate
being here.
It. Anytime. Yes. Okay. I want to get to, we only have a few minutes in this hour. I want to get to a story that Broad and Liberty just published yesterday. And I believe you have a follow-up story coming out today. Tell me about it.
So there's a website out there called Vote. .PA. And vote.pa's goal is to register new voters, have folks check their voter registration status, apply for mail-in ballots, all this sort of thing. The problem with vote.PA, as we saw it as we were looking into it, is a couple of things. Number one, it doesn't disclose that it's a political website. So there's no disclosure on there to say that this is not a Department of State or official government site. It is, if you click the privacy policy and you read the fine print all the way
and
to the bottom, who does that?
Who does that?
Like nobody ever. And even if they open it, they don't get all the way to the bottom because it's too tedious. That we, this organization that runs this website can use your data for political purposes.
And now that would be okay, I guess, you know, but something else that you said that adds insult to injury here.
Well, there's two things. One is that the graphically, the way the site is constructed and the way it shows up,
it looks a lot like
an official Department of State website. It mimics it graphically in a lot of ways. Oh, and by the way, what is the official site name? The State Department site, vote.pa.gov. This is vote.pa.
Right.
And then on top of that, you have prominent statewide officials, Governor Shapiro, Senator Casey, the Senate Minority Leader Jay Costa, Senator Judy Schwag, all on their campaign accounts mostly, but putting out tweets, go to the site, register, vote. Your voice must be heard.
This is giving me the Zuck Bucks vibe again of what we saw in 2020.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up for two reasons. One, if you remember, Broad and Liberty broke that story. But two, it's the same organizations funding it. So the Voter Project and a number of its funding and communications and consulting mechanisms related to it are the ones that have provided millions of dollars. You'll see on the site, it's something like $2 million to construct a website.
Wow.
So it's the same folks that were involved in funneling the facilitating the private funding of election administration in 2020, who are now basically trying to mimic State Department voter registration functions in order to collect political. And look, data in campaigns these days is worth its weight in gold.
It is.
It's not just that you're going to get the text or the mailer that everyone ignores and throws out. It's the fact that, you know, if this organization starts to see an uptick in registrations in Bucks County, in Republican registrations in Bucks, critical Bucks County, what do? They can deploy sources to offset it. If they see that that Republicans are responding to a certain message in a primary, they can go after and support their preferred candidate in the primary that they think is weaker in the general election. The insight that it provides, and then using quasi-official capacity in order to drive traffic to it, is the kind of thing that creates legitimate, very legitimate skepticism about the fairness and integrity of the process of our elections.
But what we've learned in 2020, if Republicans start having skepticism about the integrity of our elections, well, now you're going to be... there's going to be an onslaught, a barrage of labeling, right? You're the worst. You're election denier. You should just shut up. You're a tinfoil hat individual.
I look great in a tinfoil hat, but I'll tell you what. the election code in Pennsylvania is one of those things that's pretty arcane, and it has not been touched by and large in almost 100 years, yeah. 1930s or something like that. If you read the code itself, there's still a provision in there that requires every polling station to have a lantern. That means we're talking free electricity. It's very outdated. So when Act 77 was passed, it is without a doubt the largest change to how our elections are administered in a century in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And the fact that there is very little curiosity or very little hindsighting about, well, what have we learned? What's worked? There is some of that at the county level. We have to give the county officials some credit. But by and large, the idea that we're having this hindsighting conversation should not be questioned the way that you're posing.
There's a lot of groups, a lot of people, I talk to them all the time, who are extremely curious about the lack of or the skepticism around election integrity. The problem is no one wants to have a conversation. They just want you to, you know, if you say I have concerns about the integrity of our election, shut up. Sit down. Be quiet. You're a radical. You're one of those people, right? And that should not be the case. We should be able to have, I mean, if everything is on the up and up, let's have a conversation. Don't be condescending. Don't tell me something is wrong with me and I'm filled with hate. I'm not. I'm concerned. And I don't believe, and I know I'm not alone. There are a large majority of the population who is concerned, just like Democrats were concerned in 2016 and the years prior to that when they lost.
Bush's reelect.
I'm concerned. Right. Remember those Chads? Who knew about a hanging Chad? Right. But we all came to understand because Democrats were concerned. Now I'm concerned. And all of a sudden, my concerns don't count. I'm so over that.
The follow up story today is going to be that there's been a mailer sent out across the state that looks, again, very fishy. It's request a mail in ballot, register to vote. And it has Governor Shapiro's signature on it and sort of a letter encouraging folks to vote. It just. The optics of it are so bad. It looks like it has an official imprimatur on it that says this is being handled by your taxpayer funded government and your elected officials, not by a partisan political operation.
Right.
Nothing could be further the truth. Folks deserve better.
Terry, thank you so much for coming in. Broad and Liberty. You can find them by going to where?
Broadandliberty.com.
Awesome.
We'll
Blessings.
See you there. Yes. Thank you, Kathy.
Yes.
God bless you.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.